There's this guy, Josh Ostrovsky, with a theory about the internet, as he explained to Katie Couric a few months ago.
The internet is like a giant, weird orgy where, like, everything gets shared.
Until very recently, life really was a party for Ostrovsky, who's better known by his unassuming web alias, The Fat Jew. He has 5.8 million Instagram followers, thanks to his nonstop stream of photos of apparently stoned koalas, trees that resemble Kim Kardashian, and other such meme raw material. And Ostrovsky has cashed in. Consumer brands reportedly pay upwards of $2,500 for sponsored mentions in his feed. And The Hollywood Reporter recently revealed that he has been signed by the Creative Artists Agency, which reps the likes of George Clooney, Anne Hathaway, and Tom Hanks. That was too much for many in the comedy community who set out to kill Ostrovsky's buzz. Why? Comedy writer Mara Quint explains.
He will go through Twitter or Reddit or various other sites. He will find something that he thinks is funny, take a screen grab of that and crop out the creator's name, and then he will post it on his account so that it appears as though he has created the material.
Quint was one of many comedians who took to social media to express frustration. Her posts went viral, creating a PR nightmare for Ostrovsky, one he's trying to wriggle out of by calling himself an aggregator.
He is not aggregating because there is absolutely no credit given. There are no links to the original authors. He's just stealing.
Since this all blew up, Ostrovsky has begun to put credit lines in the stuff he passes on in his feed. Too little, too late?
Yes, it is. However, beyond that, when he has credited people now, he's misspelled a name, so you can't actually find them. And additionally, there are, curiously, a few dummy accounts that are stealing jokes themselves, and he's crediting these dummy accounts. It's very easy to do a simple search and find that they're not the originators.
When did you get on to him?
Well, I've been on Twitter for about 6 years now, and in that time, writing jokes online and meeting with other comedians, you get to know very quickly who is taking material, who is stealing. Any time that you would look at his account, you would just see a handful of other material that you know to be other content creators' work.
And finally, you'd had it, so you took to social media to try to alert the world.
Normally, when we see something happen, and in this case, it was the announcement that Josh had been signed with CAA, most of us in the comedy community will go on Twitter and make jokes about it. But I actually had a bit of a light bulb moment realizing that we were in a bit of an echo chamber, and it was actually all of my friends who were not plugged into the comedy world that really needed to hear it, because they were likely the people who just enjoyed following someone they thought was funny on Instagram. So I did go to Facebook and posted there telling them not to follow this person and explaining why he was such a problem. And I noticed very quickly that people were sharing it. So once I saw that that was happening, I moved the post from my private page to my public page and then shared it on Twitter, and then it kind of exploded.
Now, here's the thing about jokes. They are a kind of a two-part product. There is the joke itself, the text, and then there's also the delivery. So when a stand-up comic uses material that's identical or nearly identical to somebody else's joke, there's also his performance. Can you not look at it that a comedian is just kind of covering somebody else's material, much like Frank Sinatra covered the Beatles?
When Frank Sinatra covers the Beatles, there's credit given to the Beatles, and the Beatles would be getting paid for that. Stand-up comedy obviously does have an amount of performance to it. Comedic writing online does not. It's just words on a page. It's very clear that someone like Josh Ostrovsky is copying and pasting.
Some marketer will pay him X number of dollars to do something related to them in his Instagram feed. Did you think about shaming the advertisers and cutting off his flow of revenue?
We, as a community, have all gone after advertisers. And in doing so, we've learned that Comedy Central, who was talking about doing a show with him, has dropped that show. Seamless had a sponsorship with him and has confirmed that they will not be renewing that. We have every intention of going after any sponsors that want to offer him money so that there are not additional incentives created for people to be stealing material.
If you're right, and I think you are, the problem here is greater than one content thief. It's the devaluation of originality, of ownership, of intellectual property throughout the internet that we have seen obviously express itself in many, many, many other ways.
I think that we are still trying to figure out how to behave on the internet. We need to come together and call out problems that we see together and not allow the internet to take over our humanity.
Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mara Quint is a comedy writer. She tweets at @behindyourback.